What's up, you guys? Bad Gal Bree here. For any new listeners that happen to stumble across this podcast, welcome. Thank you for joining us today. And for my returning listeners from my previous podcast, welcome back, you guys. Thank you all so much for supporting me along this journey. If you guys don't know already, my name is Brittany, and you're listening to Bad Gal Bree, Unfiltered and Unpopular Opinions, episode number 3. So this past week, you guys, was pretty exciting for me, mainly because, like, I got to go out and, you know, look for birthday gifts for my niece's birthday coming up soon next month, and, you know, hang out with my friends, because if there's one thing this quarantine is not going to stop me from doing, it's going outside and, like, being social. Because, like, I get it, we are in the middle of a pandemic, but you could still wear your mask and social distance, and that's exactly what I've been doing. I'm not going to stay in my house all day doing nothing with so much entertainment at my disposal when I can go out, meet new people, have fun, and spend quality time with people that I haven't seen since, like, March. So, yeah, I definitely got the chance to go out this week. I got to go hang out with one of my friends. And then yesterday I had a picnic with my other friends. And it was really nice, you know, like, you guys really should cherish the moments that you have with people, because you don't really know when you're going to get that moment again. Because personally for me, like, I don't know, like, when's the next time I'm going to be with, like, all of my friends that I saw, like, within this week. Mainly because, like, school's coming up and we're still in a pandemic. So I just cherish the moments that I have with people, and I'm not going to let this pandemic stop me from seeing people that I want to see. Period, point blank. So today's unpopular opinion states mixed or biracial children shouldn't be a fetish. And I kind of don't know why some people do view biracial children as a fetish. It's kind of disgusting, to say the least. And I definitely agree that they shouldn't be a fetish. And there's going to be a lot of people that are going to disagree with me and say, oh, Brittany, you're just not viewing how cute they are. Yes, biracial children are cute, just as any other child, because they're children. Making them biracial doesn't make them any cuter than a full African American child, a full Asian child, or a Native American child. The fact that you want to hype up biracial children so bad to fulfill your fetish for mixed children is not cute at all. And I know I might upset some people, but it is what it is. This is my platform, this is my commentary, and it's my podcast. If you don't like it, don't stay for the rest of the podcast. I'm going to say some offensive things, some triggering things, and that's that on that. So if you guys want to know what I think about this topic, stay tuned for what I have coming up. But before we dive into today's topic, I'm just going to give a very quick and brief disclaimer. The unpopular opinions that I come and discuss on this platform are not my own. They are from my audience. They want me to discuss it, and I feel obligated to do such because I'm providing the service. I am giving them content that they want to hear. I may agree or disagree with the unpopular opinions, but at the end of the day, it's my platform, it's my commentary, it's my podcast. If you feel offended by the things I may say, please leave now and forever hold your peace, because I'm not going to hold back on this platform. You know, like, it's definitely something that I want to do, and if I feel a certain way about it, I'm going to give my opinion on it. So this is just for the people that want to come for me and come for my neck and, you know, just want to, like, come for me without a way home and, like, no legitimate reason. I am going to give y'all fair warning. This platform will have triggering content, and if you do not like it, please leave now and forever hold your peace. And yeah. And before I start listing the 4 reasons why biracial or mixed children shouldn't be a fetish, I'm going to give my personal opinion on this. And yes, I definitely agree that any child, point blank period, no matter if they're biracial, African American, Native American, white, should be some sort of fetish for people to, like, fetishize. It doesn't really make any sense to me as to why, out of all the things you could have a fetish on, you would have a fetish on a child based off of their racial demographic. You get what I'm saying? It doesn't make any sense to me, but you know, there are some sick, demented people out there that view biracial children as, like, fucking bread from heaven. You get what I'm saying? They view biracial children as, like, the next coming Messiah. And that's not it. Like, it really isn't it. Like, the people that have biracial children fetishes need to stop Y'all need to get some help. Y'all are mentally ill to some degree, because no normal person, regardless of their race, would want to fetishize a child. And that's nothing but a fact. So if you guys want to listen to the four reasons why biracial children should be a fetish, stay tuned. The first reason why biracial children shouldn't be a fetish is because they're children. Now, I stated this before, any race of child shouldn't be a fetish, but for the sake of this podcast episode, I'm going to stick to biracial children. And yeah, like, no child should be fetishized just for, like, their facial features or their racial demographic. Like, I hear so many people, specifically, like, white girls, like, I want to get with a black dude so I can have a light-skinned baby with, like, green eyes. First of all, that's not how genetics works. Anyone that knows how genetics works knows that if you have the green-eyed trait and if your partner has that trait too and it overseeds that trait, then your child will have green eyes. But for like the ignorant white girls and some black girls that want light-skinned babies too for whatever reason, they're like, yeah, I want to have a light-skinned baby. I want to have this. I want to have that. Like, why are you fetishizing a child's facial features? Why? Like, I'm seriously asking why. That doesn't make any sort of sense. Like, I'm highly convinced that the people that want biracial children have some sort of mental illness. And that's not even me trying to be rude. Like, I'm genuinely concerned because no normal person in their right sane mind would want to fetishize a child based off of their racial demographic and their facial features and the genetics that make up both of them. So to me, like, it's really stupid as to why people want to fetishize a biracial child. Y'all, this is too much. This is too much for me to handle, but the people that want biracial children are kind of stupid, and the people that want to fetishize them are also stupid too. Pure point blank. The second reason why biracial children shouldn't be a fetish is because when you uplift biracial children and mixed children, you're putting down other races of children as if they're ugly. Now, I know this is probably kind of a reach, but to me, when I hear people say they want a light-skinned child with green eyes and curly hair, you're making it seem as if children that don't look like that are ugly or just unattractive to you, which is completely false because all children, regardless of what they look like, are beautiful, and anyone that thinks otherwise has some sort of mental health issue. But I find it very ignorant and naive that people are so quick to point out that mixed children have light skin, green eyes, and curly hair. And that isn't exactly the case because I've seen lots of mixed children have kinky hair, brown eyes, and darker skin. I mean, look at Doja Cat. Doja Cat got 4C hair. She got brown eyes. The only thing that's biracial about her is her light skin. But other than that, she could pass for a light-skinned black woman. And for a long time, people thought Doja Cat was black. But she's like, no, I'm half white. I am not fully black. And y'all look dumb. Like, y'all are like, no, she's black. She's this, she's that. But that's besides the point. Either way, you can't say that a biracial person looks a certain way when there's so many other different ways that they can look like it. Specifically with children. Like, you can't say that, oh, that person has light skin and green eyes and curly hair. They must be biracial. Mm-mm. Nah. But yeah. I'm probably going off on a tangent. But the whole point is, when you make it seem as if one set of child looks really cute, you're making it seem as if all the other children don't look cute. And I disagree with that. Every child, regardless of what they look like, is beautiful, not just the light-skinned ones. The third reason why biracial children shouldn't be a fetish is because the way that people look at biracial children will make black children think that they're ugly. Now, I know y'all remember the most iconic moment of the 2010s. Beyonce announced that she was pregnant with Blue Ivy. Everyone was excited. But as soon as she gave birth to Blue Ivy, everyone's like, oh my gosh, Beyonce, comb your daughter's hair. She looks like a gorilla, this and that. It's as if everyone had like this negative connotation towards Blue Ivy. But in the same light, when Kim Kardashian's baby, Northwest, was born, everyone's like, oh my gosh, she's such a cute baby, this and that. She's so beautiful. So make it make sense. You call Blue Ivy, an African-American girl with two African-American parents, ugly because her hair is in its natural state. But you uplift Northwest, a biracial girl that literally has one black parent and a white mother because she's biracial? Yeah, I don't get it. And the worst thing about it is, like, when Blue Ivy was, like, really young, I mean, like, 3 or 4, people were, like, calling her, like, a gorilla. There were petitions signed by both black and white people saying Beyonce needs to comb her daughter's hair. And if there's one thing about a black person you don't tell to do, it's you don't tell them how to style their hair, period, point blank. So the fact that you're telling a child what to do with its hair is a big slap in the face to, like, the parent, because when you're calling a child ugly, you're basically calling their parents ugly. And Blue Ivy isn't ugly, and neither is Beyonce, and neither is Jay-Z. Yeah, I said it, Jay-Z ain't ugly. So the fact that people would uplift Northwest for being a biracial child with on fleek eyebrows and pretty light skin, but in the same breath degrade Blue Ivy, I'm just so confused, and it's just really irritating to say the least, because both children are beautiful. There's no doubt about it. Both children are beautiful, but there are just some evil, evil people in this world that would just see one person lifted up on a pedestal and another person down below, and that ain't it, chief. Period, poo. The fourth and final reason why biracial children shouldn't be a fetish is because it won't help to end racism in America. Now, I know this is also me kind of reaching, but again, it's true. What makes you think a black man getting with a white woman and having a biracial son or daughter is going to help to end racism? Truly think about it. If anything, the target of racism is going to be on that child's back as it is towards that white woman for getting with a black man and that black man for getting with a white woman. So for me, it's like, being in an interracial relationship is completely different from having biracial children, but the people that are in those relationships to have biracial children don't really know, like, the dilemma they're getting themselves in and the future situation they're putting their children in by just solely making biracial children. So for me, it's like, I don't really understand why there are people out there that just want to have biracial children solely for the purpose to have biracial children. Biracial children experience racism too. Not all the people talk about it, but it's true. There's some people that don't want to claim biracial people as black, and there's other people that don't want to claim biracial people as white. They're like in that little gray area in the world where everything's black and white. No one wants to claim them. So for me, like, unless you truly love each other in the relationship and you want to make biracial children not for a fetish, I hope y'all know that the situations y'all are going to get these children in based off of y'all relationship alone isn't going to be an easy situation, period, point blank. But other than that, I don't think biracial children should be fetishized. And yeah, that's that on that, period, poo. And my thing is this, right? I'm not saying that having biracial children is bad. What I'm saying is you fetishizing that child's look based off of the fact they're biracial. So whether they have light skin, green, blue, hazel eyes, curly or wavy hair, that in itself is bad because you're basically obsessed with the idea of what your child will look like based off of your relationship with someone. And for me, like, that's just really dumb and superficial and shallow. And kind of displays some sort of mental illness, because that's not okay. It really isn't. And I know this might sound like I'm being mean, but I'm stating a fact. Like, if you want to have biracial children solely out of love for the person that you're with, go ahead and do that. But if you want biracial children solely based off of, like, what your child could look like, then yeah, I'm sorry. That ain't it, chief. And yeah, that's not it, period, point blank. That's not it. I don't agree with that, and a lot of people probably will agree with me that that's not a good idea. If you just think that having a child based off of what it's going to look like is okay, that's not okay. So I really hope that I made my point clear. I'm not bashing anyone that wants to have biracial children. I'm bashing the fact that if you want a biracial child based solely off of your fetish, then that is wrong. There's nothing wrong with having a biracial child or any other child if you want. But yeah, if you're going to fetishize a child's looks, there's something wrong with you. So that's it for the end of this podcast episode, you guys. Let me know if you guys enjoyed it. And my opinion stands on this topic. Biracial children shouldn't be a fetish, and they aren't a fetish, period, point blank. And if anyone disagrees with me, yeah, I'm sorry, bruh, but you're not going to get to me. Like, you're not. But I definitely think topics such as these need to be discussed more often, because there's a lot of people out there that want biracial children solely for the purpose to fetishize them. And I'm not okay with that. Period, point blank. I'm not okay with that. And it's not just biracial children. It's any sort of children. People fetishize children, period, regardless of their racial demographic. So for me, I think this topic is definitely important and it needs to be heard. And share with your friends, you guys. Thank you all so much for the support that you've given me. As always, new episodes are coming every Wednesday at 2. And yeah, my name is Brittany. And remember, bye, Gala Run Things.